It's a serious problem for many men, but in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze. But as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues. And his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. New Mail Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, New Mail Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. New Mail can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit newmail.com. That's NUMALE.com.
The Cubs are taking on the Pirates in Pittsburgh for a do-or-die NL Wildcard Showdown. We've got all the latest on this huge game, so keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, we are WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. On yesterday's final drive, the Bears made it to the Oakland 32. There, Robbie Gould nailed the game winner. Coach John Fox's decision not to try to squeeze an extra few yards working out fine.
We felt comfortable as far as Robbie's range, and he had hit, you know, a pretty clutch one earlier in the game. Had he not made, would have been, you know, some problems as far as field position. He felt comfortable. We felt comfortable, and with all the things that had gone on with us up until that point.
Gave the Bears their first win. They are 1-3. They've got a day off today. They will be without center Will Montgomery this week in Kansas City. He's got a leg injury, and x-rays on safety Ontrell Roll's ankle came back negative. Elsewhere, the Miami Dolphins have fired their head coach, Joe Philbin. Tonight, Monday Night Football, it's on the Score. Detroit will take on Seattle. We will have the broadcast starting at 6:45. The Cubs finished the season by winning 8 in a row, but with today, the wild card game will happen at PNC Park in Pittsburgh on Wednesday. Jake Arrieta will take on Garrett Cole. The Yankees and Astros will play in the American League wild card game. That will be tomorrow. And CeCe Sabathia will be unavailable for the postseason for New York. He is entering rehab for alcohol addiction. Also in baseball in Washington, manager Matt Williams fired by the Nationals in a move that is of no surprise to anyone. The Score's Bruce Levine is the first to report that broadcaster Hawk Harrelson will reduce his workload in 2016. He will work just 81 games. This update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's October sales event going on now. Also by Del Frisco Steakhouse, Chicago baseball's favorite restaurant. 670 weather, partly cloudy tonight, low of 58. It'll be cloudy tomorrow with highs in the upper 60s. I'm Chris Ranji, and you are listening to the radio home for Bears fans, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Bears are brought to you by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. For tickets, visit NUSports.com.
It's football. I mean, you tell somebody to put a helmet on and run head first into another speeding object just like that. Who does that for a living, let alone for fun? It's insanity.
Matt Bowen.
Laid out by Matt Bowen.
7-year NFL veteran.
It's a cruel world in the NFL.
Taking you inside the game.
You're judging a football player by how tough you are. That's it.
Matt Bowen.
If you play this game for the wrong reasons, he gets dangerous real fast.
Matt Bowen with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And at 203 Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, Boers and Bernstein, we get to talk with one of our many football guys.
His Twitter handle is at MattBowen41, and he joins us now in the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at GrossingerDeals.com. Well, from a coaching perspective, and I know you now have that,
coaching is that
at the high school level. There was a lot of good going on in that game for the Bears. A lot of competence, a lot of the kind of basic professionalism that we haven't seen here in a while.
Yeah, there was. You know, they executed really on both sides of the football. They played matchups extremely well. I mean, you start with defensively. You know, you get Tracy Porter back. You put him into the lineup. He did a pretty good job against Amari Cooper. And I've talked to guys about Amari Cooper before. He's a rookie wide receiver for Oakland. Of Alabama, real advanced route runner, can get up the field, has speed, comes out of his breaks with that acceleration. I think Porter held him to three catches, about 23 yards. I mean, the one touchdown he had came from inside the numbers against Sheriff McManus. He got on top, ran the seven route, great throw by Derek Carr. But ultimately, you look at that matchup and you say, okay, we're going to play true matchups. We're going to have Tracy Porter travel with Cooper. So that puts him in a position when they're playing cover one, that's my guy. Kyle Fuller did some nice things. Okay, he saw him get the ball out down the red zone. That was a pro hit, a big-time hit. Pernell McPhee, this is a guy you expected to see. Big plays on third down. Getting after the quarterback, being that base guy versus the run game, that physical, tough guy on your defense that you can build around. I was excited about how he played. Jenkins, again, he's making plays. I know it's a contract year. Hey, every player wants to be in that position, but he's taking advantage of it. I think he has three sacks now in the season. He's getting a push up the field. So overall, defensively, and again, we're not talking about playing against the New England Patriots or Aaron Rodgers, the Oakland Raiders, but I like that Raiders team. They got a lot of young talent. Derek Carr is going to be a very good quarterback in this league. They made a lot of plays, and they made plays in the head. So I keep going back to the third down play by McPhee late in the ball game that forced Oakland to kick the field goal. Hey, that's a big play. That won the football game. They gave Jay Cutler a chance to put together that 2 minute. And you go over to offense, guys. Matt Forte has 25 carries. I think that's kind of the norm right now for this football team. Anyone who watched that could see Jay Cutler was not 100%. But he was out there, so what does Adam Gase do? He adjusts the game plan. You saw the quick screens, the short throws underneath. Yeah, they took a couple shots over the top, probably just to try to loosen the defense a little bit. But really, those are inside breaking routes. And that two-minute drill, that is real pro football we were talking about, Dan. And the reason why is Oakland was playing off coverage. So what do? You throw the comebacks. You throw the outs. You expose the defense. You say, okay, they're showing me this. Let's take advantage of it. Let's march down the field. Excellent two-minute drill for Jay Cutler. Sets up the game-winning field goal. So really, ultimately, you look at this entire game plan, both sides of the football. I thought it was excellent. They used their personnel very wisely. They played the matchups. When you do that at home, you usually get wins in the NFL.
Know what I like, too, is that Adam Gase, even under pressure, gets that play called. They get it in, they get the huddle broken, they get up to the line, and several times it allows Cutler to wave to a guy to do something pre-snap where where last year and the year before he didn't have time. They were so panicked, they were so busy trying to get everything lined up properly. Now, with everybody split correct, with the alignment set, when he is able to call somebody to come stand next to him or send somebody in motion, he's able to get a free look at what a defense might be tipping. And over the course of a game, I would think that an intelligent quarterback's learning a lot from that.
No, he is. And it puts a game plan in the quarterback's hands. They allow him to direct the offense, control the tempo, find the matchups he wants to target or exploit, see what the front's giving him, see what the safety's doing. How are they rotating their coverage pre-snap? What are they showing me? And what does that allow me to do as a quarterback? Can I check to a run, maybe? Can I throw the backside slant, maybe? Or can we run the original huddle call? It gives you a lot of options, and that's what you want. You want your offensive coordinator, yes, to be the play caller. We all know he's the boss on the offensive side of the football, but you got to let your quarterback be involved as well. And I really like that also, Dan. You get him up there early, that allows him to make some adjustments, and they don't have to be big adjustments. These don't have to be touchdown plays. It might be changing your run play into a five-yard pass game. That's fine. That's fine. Then you go on to the next play. You methodically move the ball down the field, and that's really what they did the entire football game.
You know, I agree with that. I wanted to see them under pressure when the game's on the line, what they did, and they played exactly the same way, Matt. They got up there crisply. Everything looked fine. Are we setting the bar too low, though, to expect the Bears to be well-coached in that? I was thinking about that we're just not used to it, but... I mean, other teams are able to do that. I've seen plenty of them be able to do that under a clutch situation. But it's just so weird to watch the Bears so efficient, so in tune with one another. All of it was right. And I do credit those coaches. I mean, it just makes a world of difference. And it doesn't seem like it should, but it does.
Yeah, I don't think we're setting the bar low because of after last week. I mean, we talked about that last Monday. I didn't agree with that game plan at all out in Seattle. But this is the difference when Jay's in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're not dealing with the backup quarterback. Okay, you don't have to have that reduced game plan that's not going to win a pro football game. Now you can be aggressive, you can challenge people. More importantly, you can run your tempo, you can dictate from the offensive side of football. That's really what they did yesterday. They said, we're going to run the ball, We're going to use those short passes. We're going to give Cutler options in the middle of the field. And we're going to use the tight end position. I mean, Martellus Bennett, we all know about the injuries. I mean, they threw deep balls yesterday. And for a casual fan, you got to go look up who they're throwing the ball to. You don't know a lot of these guys.
Mm-hmm.
So they say, okay, Martellus is a veteran guy. Let's use him, especially down the red zone. Let's target him down the red zone. Let's force the Oakland Raiders to adjust and pass off these routes. They don't do it. Martellus Bennett standing wide open in the end zone for a touchdown. That's good coaching. That's good execution. That's good game plan design. But that has to happen with your veteran quarterback. And it should have. Jay Cutler is the number one quarterback. Put the game plan in his hands. Even if it's not ultra-aggressive, still put the game plan in his hands and let him manage his football team.
Would you begin, if you're Vic Fangio, do you think that, from your observation, he's closer to doing some of the Vic Fangio stuff we've seen before? Because this is all still, even though Bears fans might not be used to it, it's relatively vanilla what he's doing. Yet he made his reputation as a guy doing things that you just haven't seen before, some more exotic things. When do you make the call? When is it the right time for him to say, okay, I trust this defense enough that we can start having some fun?
When you trust your secondary. And the secondary,
so never is what you're saying. So not in the foreseeable future.
Well, the secondary dictates the outcome of every game. I always believe in that. I always will. The secondary will win or lose games for you every Sunday, every Saturday, every Friday night in high school as well. You have to trust your secondary. You want to be aggressive, you have to trust your secondary. Right now, it rolls out. You know, that might limit them a little bit. You know, Adrian Amos has done some nice things, but he's not making these huge plays yet.